All right.
Not gonna worry about it.
We're not going to worry about it.
Okay, I'll do my best by voice. I may just need to interrupt and ask who's speaking or if you can remember to.
Okay, so members present are, you ready?
Yes.
Paula Lynn,
Okay.
Kara Raitt,
Okay.
Arlene Fiano, Anne Malucci.
Okay.
Alternate for the Historic Society, Bonnie Massey.
Okay.
Staff, John Butrimovich.
Okay.
Absent, and I don't know why, is Kevin Drake. He should be. He's
Oh. Okay.
do you have his phone number? Can you call him? He should be pulling in, but he's not here. And then we have
Rhea, Leslie.
public tonight. Oh, yeah. Leslie Shea is also absent. I don't
How
know who
about
she
Rhea?
is. Make it. Granby. She's not. Okay, she's in Granby. She won't be able to make it. And then from the public, we have Mike Novak, Brooke Novak.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Maria Coleman.
Could you spell
And
that?
Coman,
Okay.
E-N, A-N, Coman,
A-N.
and Emil Coleman.
Emile.
Emil, is it with an A or an E? E-M.
Ile. Okay.
Okay.
And did you say Rhea is present or absent?
Rhea is absent. I thought she was going to Zoom, but she can't
Okay.
make it.
Okay.
Okay. So,
Is
well,
everybody?
that's everybody that's here at the moment. I'll let you know if anybody walks in.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Kevin will be here soon, but we'll start the meeting anyway. So we will call the meeting to order at 7:13. Yes. 13 minutes to play with technology, and we got nowhere fast. Let that be noted. So the first item of business is approval of our regular minutes from August 4th. Everybody read them? Corrections, additions. Hearing nothing, is there a motion to pass?
I have a motion to pass.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Paula Lynn made the motion. Anne Malucci seconded.
Great, thank you.
Okay. We actually have residents in the room. Is there anybody that would like to speak about anything that is not on our agenda?
So for me,
I just need you to stand up and state your name for the owl and the recording.
my name is Maria.
Yes.
I'm here to ask some questions about all the plans of development at the farm.
Okay.
So for me, it's very new because I was involved in, daily life and I didn't pay attention. So with the talk about the budget this summer, I discovered all these documents on the website and I have all these questions. I didn't know that about the existence of these plans to develop, to turn the farm into an event venue. Technically, that's what it's going to be. And it's disheartening for me to find out all this information, and I'm worried about the impact that's going to have on my daily life.
Okay, those are valid concerns. Part of the reason that there's a master plan is because at some point we hope that the farm can help The land and the farm will never be a money maker, but it can help support and not be a burden on the town budget. And we hired professionals, landscape architects and engineers to go over with us in ways in which we could add amenities to the farm that would no longer, that wouldn't affect the appearance, but it would give us the potential to, when we have our summer yoga classes, have them underneath a pavilion. When the running series comes, they'll have a place to get out of the rain. When we have our reenactments, there's a place for them to go. There is no utility building up there for bathrooms or heat or hot water. So at some point in the master plan, if you've read it, we would like to add a building where there was an existing carriage shed and turn that into a facility building where we could have bathrooms so you don't have to look at porta potties. And then just basic things so that to get the barn open so that we can get people in and out, we have to meet all kinds of health and safety codes. And it's hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so that is a goal, but it is something that is a plan that we will slowly reach toward. And in the meantime, it would be nice if we could have the area available to the public. So, oh, that's Kevin. There are not going to be any substantial, what I call substantial changes to what you see. That's one of our goals, is to keep it very pastoral and very farm-like. And the
The pavilion is going to impact the view. It's going to impact the view from the street even.
If it's done,
it has a big footprint, almost as big as the barn, and I don't think it can fit very well with the landscaping. Second concern is about cost. So you mentioned that all of this is to make the farm self-sustaining, but there is no, I couldn't find anywhere a price analysis for all this work. That's projected to happen.
That's right, because costs are continually changing. So there are no projected costs. Stated. And I understand that some people don't like to see things added, but at the same time, we've tried to do it in a very respectful and quiet way. We're not, it's a pole barn, which will look like it was there originally when there were, you know, you could store hay or something under it. So it's not going to be a big building with walls, and it's not going to look like another building. It's going to be a roofed shelter. And the only thing that I can suggest to you is that as and if it happens, you know, keep coming to our meetings and keep in touch with us and voice your opinions and make sure. I'm not going to say that we won't do it, but mitigation and public input is always a very good thing to have. Nobody wants to put anything up that everybody's mad at. So I invite you to continue to come to our meetings and continue to see what we do. And as of right now, it is part of our master plan concept. And you know, if you think it could be smaller, if you would rather see it somewhere else, if you have ideas to share with us, we're more than willing to listen. Go ahead, Brooke. You have to state your name so that Casey knows what's up.
Novak with a W.
Brooke Nowak is speaking next.
That'll be.
Okay.
There's two things that I had thought of. I'm sure she did too. That noise and parking. If it's a big event and everything, I am sure it's not going to be every day, and I'm sure it's not going to be even every weekend. But we have no noise ordinances, I found out,
Correct.
in this town.
That's correct.
You can't even hear yourself think when the guy down on
I know.
the pond, you can hear it too.
Yes.
I have to put a house to talk on my phone. It's so loud.
Yes.
And we live all the way up here. Anyway, and then the parking. There was one other function that we had when people ended up parking up and down our road.
Yes.
It wasn't so bad, except when I went down to get my mail, and there was some guy standing out there next to his car, peeing in my yard. So I just,
I'm laughing video. Sorry, it's awful.
I just, I would
I've
look
never
at
been to
parking when
that.
you left.
Oh,
The people
that's
across the
just plain
street
Brit.
on the
Pretty.
corner, the lives next to her, they have two little bitty kids now
Right. Yep.
over there, little.
Yeah. He
Hey,
comes to the
Gus.
farm events a lot.
Too. And so I'm,
Yeah.
if we can somehow put something up or protect or something on that road, plus the fact that in the last few years, you've noticed it too, I'm sure. There's a lot of motorcycles, a lot of really fast cars. I don't even know where they live, or are they cutting through to go down steel crossings? I'm not sure. But somebody's going to get hurt if they were parking up and down in front of that stone wall and whatnot.
Right. Parking at the town center is an issue. It doesn't matter if it's a church event, a town hall event, a farm event. Parking is an issue. And when we have had events in the past, they have been allowed, like you say, to park on one side of the road. The other side is no parking signs. We, for large events, have offered shuttles. We try to mitigate the parking as best we can.
The shelves worked out nice because remember with the reenactment that we had there, I was shoving people in my van all day. It was great and they loved it. They just sit back, didn't have to worry, didn't have to schlep anything real far. But it got a little dangerous when they were parked, even on that one side of the road.
It's an issue, and it's known by the Board of Selectmen, and we try to control it as best we can. Noise, I'm sure that people that have sound systems can send noise one way and not another, be
But
a good neighbor.
if they know there's no noise ordinance.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, I guess I'm proposing that we get up with the town somehow and get a noise ordinance thing. Something. I don't know.
I think that's something we have to consider
Yeah, it
for
is a
that,
yeah.
the noise it's going to carry. So I absolutely appreciate that. Even just have on regulation for the park or for the property, not a whole ordinance for
Town.
the
Town.
town. Because
Yeah.
I don't think they're not going to blacktop part of
Yeah.
the
Well,
farm or anything, are they,
no.
for cars? Because it's
No.
historical, right? They don't
Correct.
want stuff like that.
That's correct.
Yeah.
We will not put in asphalt parking.
Good, good.
But I think this also we would
Good.
be figuring out a plan. I don't think it's feasible that we can have a space like that and then not have a plan for parking so that it doesn't have people aren't parking on your streets. That's
Right.
not something we can do, meaning condone like people parking wherever. So that
They're going
will
to park on one side of the street.
don't park.
But they won't park on both sides of the street. That's a safety issue.
Is that what
But the
you're
yeah,
talking
yeah,
about? The first street there. And they were parking down there, and the guy was just doing his thing. I don't know. I
Beth,
want to avoid things like that.
this Beth, you have to state your name.
I will. Beth Purdy, former member of the commission, no longer a resident of the town, but I have a lot of history with the farm and with the master plan.
Yes, she
And
does.
I think this is great that you're here. And I just want to explain a little bit how the master plan came to be. So Town bought the farm in 2000, and for the first 10 years, we didn't really do much up there. Group of residents got together as friends of the Rose Farm and did a lot of cleanup, did a lot of weed whacking and wall clearing, and you know, trying to make it more accessible, because the concept when the town bought the farm was that it was going to be an amenity for the public to use. They used public funds, not tax dollars, although some tax dollars. They used open space grant funding from the state to buy. So, you know, really want to make it as accessible to the community.
Sure.
The master plan is the next version of how do we make the farm as accessible as possible to people. We get calls as a commission, when I was on commission, for people who wanted to have parties there, receptions there,
yeah,
weddings, you know,
lots of things.
Kids thing
all,
up there,
all kinds of stuff.
Carving
and
everything.
You know,
yeah,
without having water, without having electricity, without having bathrooms, without having Wi-Fi, or
right,
you know, without having a shelter of some kind, a lot of these things just aren't practical.
Yeah.
And the driveway needs to be upgraded. There's no handicap parking or facility for people who are handicapped. So there were a lot of things that we took into consideration when we were putting the plan together. And rather than just look at the drawings, I would encourage you to take the time to read the whole plan.
The whole plan.
Because it's iterative. It starts with how the farm came to be years ago,
I remember.
300, and then how the town has made improvements or investigations and all the things that the commission has done since its inception in 2008 to get to the point where we can open up the use of the buildings and the grounds to more people for more things. That's really the goal that we've had as a commission. And your concerns are very valid, and they have to be taken into consideration. It's just such early days.
As neighbors,
we
yeah,
have no money to do any of these things.
Right.
We just have dreams. So,
and grants.
But those have to be applied for, and since it's a town property,
yeah,
they have to be applied for through the town. So the town has to sign off on everything that happens.
So in a sense, they're dreams. So there's a lot of work that's going to have to go into them. There is money. You're not wrong.
There's, you know, I mean, but
we
it's
don't
not,
have it.
We don't
yeah
have control
yeah
over the money. We
not
were
yet
just charged with,
right,
if you could, what would you do?
Yeah.
And that's what the master plan is.
Mike?
I know that co-spouse of the ex-co-president.
A thousand years.
Mike Novak is speaking next.
Can I get okay? Can I get Beth's last name?
Harney, Harney.
Would you consider
thank
this
you
a conceptual plan rather than something that is rather firmly sequenced? First, we must get this, then we must do that. Are we at that stage, or are you folks at that stage? Are we still in the front end trying to put the pieces together?
A little past the first stage,
yeah,
but still flexible.
That was my lead of
okay
this. So that would suggest to me that in the grand scheme, that there are at least some must-haves, ADA access, for example,
water,
running water,
yeah,
whatever
facilities.
You can list the must-haves, and they're in some sort of a sequence, presumably. If you can,
they are. If
yeah
you,
yeah,
yeah.
So,
yep,
that's what
it's all stated.
And there's some also one-haves, I suppose. That
it's phased. I believe there's five phases.
It's also money-driven.
Money-driven.
Well, I don't know. If there's a grant for 10,000 and we have a project for 10,000, that might jump up because we have the money to do that one, and we're going to do it. Like putting in the water line,
yeah,
for
right,
the water hydrant a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It's definitely money-driven.
Yeah.
And how often do you revisit the plan to, like, a pulse check type of thing? See, is this still,
we do it three times,
a desirable item?
Well, there's a master plan and then there's a master site plan. So the master plan also has a business plan in it. And so as things change and as things are added or taken care of, we try to add that as an amendment in the back so that I would say every year, every couple years, we try to keep it updated so that people that go on the website have up-to-date information. So it is updated. The master site plan is a different thing because it is a concept. And that does not change and has not been updated. The only thing that will change on that is the trail system that LOTSIP wanted the town to continue the trails. So the trail that's on the master site plan was not approved. The one that we had designed was not approved. So they approved a different one. It's still a trail, but it just goes differently than what's on the site plan. So when it's built, we can add an as-built. But until it's built, we still don't know exactly where it's going to go because CROG and LOTSIP can't make up their mind. So I can't tell you where it's going to go. Yeah. So when something like that happens, if there is an amenity that is put on the farm, we can put in as-built. And then it won't be a concept anymore. It will be an actual part of the farm. So when the trail goes through, instead of the meandering path that we had designed, we'll do an actual plan of where the path goes. So the business plan and the master plan get updated as we come into money and as we get things done and as things change. The site plan will stay a conceptual plan until something is built on the property. That makes sense?
Like you did a great job trying.
The house is the house, and we keep it painted. We try to keep it dry. It has its purpose, but and there the Historic Society raises money specifically for the house. There is a plan. There is a Nelson Edwards report that describes again what needs to be done, the stages to do it. And it's going to take a lot of money. And
That's actually a really good point.
yeah.
The house itself, regardless of what it ends up being used as, needs work.
A lot of work,
A lot of
yeah.
work done to it for it to be usable for any purpose.
Yeah.
So again, like we kind of have we fleeting like thoughts or dreams about what
We
you
have,
could use it
yeah.
for that could all change 10 times over again.
S
It is meant to be preserved.
Yes, it will be. Now you have to understand when you have a town like ours, and there's a lot of this is my opinion. When this go, if this go, this doesn't have to go in the minutes. This is for us. When you have a lot of misinformation that disseminates through the town, and it takes six referendums to pass a budget, and there is no money, the things that we wish to have happen as improvements to both our town and for people to use what we are in charge of, we are nothing more than a drip in the bathtub. And I am heartwarmed that there are actually people here that have looked into the possibilities on the farm because it means people care. And I encourage you again to continue coming and to be part of this. And when and if there are grants or monies available, that you come to the Board of Selectmen meetings with us because we are part of the, we work for the Board of Selectmen. We are nothing, we are an advisory committee. Anything and everything that happens up there goes through the town. So we just make recommendations. We listen to people. We do our research. We research for them so that it's something that they don't have to do. And they, that's what we are. We're an advisory committee. And my hope is that someday we'll pass a budget and people will see the value of the farm as its neighbors do, and we'll move it forward. And I hope that you're on board then. But right now, you don't have to lose any sleep at night. It ain't gonna happen.
And I know when grants come up too, that's the other issue. And finding the right grants that would apply for the upgrades that we want to make. That's also happening.
Who's doing that?
We're all kind of researching.
We look.
Honestly,
we do.
Yep.
Yeah, like no one specifically does it.
Not for us, it would not happen at that.
Or you know, if we have.
No.
No.
It's sorry. We don't, it's, yeah, we don't. Yeah.
Yeah, Raya does a good job.
And our town administrators are aware, and they are behind the farm, and they also keep their eyes and ears open. But the majority of the grant and the funding that has been applied to the farm so far has come through the land trust, through WIP grants, people that have seen things and said you might fit. The architect that we work with has said you guys will fit in here. The LOTSIP grant came through and they wanted a path. So yes, we were ready to present that. So it's in a variety of things, a lot of people. If
who's your architecture?
Sarah Nelson. Nelson Edwards Architect.
She's a historic.
Yeah, she works with Shippo and
Donna. Bradford, I think.
Mm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also two things that also because I'm newer to this as a committee member. Right now, to answer your question, the plan for the house is just to keep it structurally sound and
warm and dry and
it's
safe.
It's like wanting to redo your shed, but as long as you keep the roof, so this year you just re-asphalt the roof or re-shingle the roof and that's it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like it's maintaining the house.
And we have had opportunities to do things. We've got money we replaced sills, we replaced the porch,
fixed really
the foundation.
Just to keep it sound. And then I think I agree that it's really nice to see people who are interested in the farm. We're coming up on our 250th anniversary. I think what we really need help with is visibility and people being aware of the farm and using the farm. We're going to be having hopefully events in the next year to sell. There's so much history with the farm. It will be even more visible, hopefully, in the next year for even more people to be aware of what's going on.
Well, for so long, it was stifled. Those efforts were stifled for whatever reasons. Hopefully, and now that we don't have the money again to do so much, are we maybe thinking of things for some fundraisers? Are we allowed to do that?
Yes. They have to. Everything has to be approved through the town. But yes, we can fundraise.
Yeah, I would talk about spaghetti dinners, selling pies, whatever. Huh?
It's well, the worst. It does.
Penny. The pennies for the porch is what, $5,000?
Yeah.
Pennies from people. We've raised
$5,000. Yeah.
And the more visible the farm is to people when they choose to be generous or think about things to support. So it's twofold. That's money, if they choose to be generous or just generous with their time and helping. The more visible we are to people in town, the more we have people, nice people like you, offer to do a spaghetti supper at your house. Just let us know when it's happening. You know what I mean? So every little piece is now it's a step forward. And no, it's not a lot of money, but we have, it's such a beautiful place. And even just in that, like we'll have more events and things. That,
and we'll have the events up there.
Yeah.
If you get to your area there.
Yeah.
I mean,
what did that?
And how much more impressive can that be? You know,
mm-hmm.
Now, this will be my final question. It's getting so late. Have the study, I've browsed that study. It's a whopper. So
I wrote it, so
I've been in your position. Believe me, I know what it takes. Has part of that study opined on what sort of, to what degree the phases might increase interest? And let me use a different phrase that I often use in church because we have similar stories. I have found that if you build it, does not guarantee they will come. Good. I'm glad to see several heads nod. That's all I needed to see because I wanted to make sure that or get a better feeling that the study is conservative when if it projects that complete this one, and we can think so many either dollars a year revenue or so many visitors or some metric like that, complete phase two, and you might do this. That's almost crystal balling, and I would hope that's there's not a lot of reliance on that, certainly
Why
at
there's
this
no
point.
numbers in there.
And there's
Want
just no
to make
ability
promises.
to do it that fast, anyways.
Okay, I've got a
It's
pretty good idea where you are. I'm pretty comfortable with.
And so without the cost analysis, you cannot even say how often you're going to have to hold an event to rent the space because you don't know what your revenue is going to be versus how much money you put into it or how much money it costs to make it.
It will
So you
never,
cannot tell me
it will
that you're
never
not going to grow. It
be,
will never be a balance sheet.
it won't be a balance sheet. It will never be that.
But one thing I would encourage you to do, one of the things, one of the first things we did as a commission was we looked at what they called colleague venues, things that in our general area, the Northeast, that were similar.
Good.
And places either privately or publicly owned, like our property was, that are trying to open up to the public and have events and things like that. There's a great example of a farm called Parmalee Farm, down in Killingly. You want to take a ride down there sometime. It's Parmalee, Parmalee Farm. You can look it up on the website. It's a town-owned property. It was a farm that was either purchased or donated. I don't remember the history off the top of my head. But they have developed it into an event space. They have a community garden. They have a big pole barn where they have events. They have walking trails, and they have a beekeeping area, and I mean just a plethora of
I'm not
things.
worried about any of that, except when I hear weddings, birthdays, things that will bring traffic, noise.
Understandable.
DJs.
We have a view of that.
We
Yeah,
have
absolutely.
commission members that have the same concerns that you do. So,
That would come straight over from you.
So, insensitive to that at all. But what I'm saying is, if you go down and see that, like they never thought it would be as popular as it is. They had some grant money, and they had some contractors that said, like we have some time and some excellent guys that need to be involved, so we'll just put some parking lot lighting up for you guys. Or they had people that came in and said, we'll just regrade this parking area because we've got guys with equipment and we can do that. Donated services and whatever. We've had the same thing.
Same
We
thing.
put the porch on our
Perhaps
house.
their revenue raising activities because
Same
beekeeping,
thing.
community garden, those are not going to bring money.
No, they
Correct.
have events. They have a pole barn and they have events.
So that's what I'm concerned.
And it's very legitimate.
So
I agree.
when we talk about that, to me, that's where it all.
Well, again.
It's a conversation I hope we can have again.
Yeah. I hope we get to the point where
And
we
I
can
hope.
talk about it.
I suggested a long time ago, now being on the library board, for people to come in and donate their services. We were told we couldn't do that.
Because of the town.
Because
John, there are
you
certain
had to form
things.
a reunion, you had to do this, you had to
There
do that.
are certain
Funding.
requirements that have to be met. The person that works on the house has been vetted and approved by SHPO. We're also an art there. I would love to sit and talk to you guys about everything on the farm. And if nobody's in a big hurry, we'll keep it going. Otherwise, I'll invite you to wait and we can do it after. Only because I don't want to keep Casey and John, but I'd be glad to answer all these questions. We're also an archaeological site, so everything has to be approved through them. And so, yes, we can have people do in-kind work for us, but not without them being vetted. So you are
Sure.
and insured and everything else. So anybody on the commission have anything else to add to their concerns or?
I just know I'm on the Manchester Board of Directors for the Historical Society. It's hard. You made a good comment a couple minutes ago about the old way. I think we think of things sometimes as things that other towns have. Other towns have a big event space like this. With what we have in Manchester, which is the Cheney Homestead and those properties, it's a matter of moving forward and having to unfortunately balance the cost in making things financially feasible in spaces and even spaces, historical spaces, financially feasible. It does not mean we're putting in the Hebron Fairgrounds, though. So your specific, those have to be and will be taken into consideration. But it's just a really hard, there's a turn a lot of towns and historical spaces are having to make and becoming financially feasible now. So it's, I think that's part of where like the pole barn and those things are coming in is that's how you're able to do it. But again, I'm trying to be funny, but we're certainly putting the Hebron Fairgrounds in.
And we're not looking to be a even what we're trying to do is improve what we have so that it's more usable. That's all. We're not looking.
Seems very sad. Or the house.
Or the house. So the only way we're going to make any money is if we can get people on there, and then we can start working on the barn. And
things.
we'll
Like
do
one
we're
year.
250th coming up. We're doing another one.
And is there anything going to stand in that way?
No,
Hmm.
no.
Perfect.
I think it's a great opportunity
The
and
horses
for
can
visibility.
still.
Horses now
Can
have a chance to
still.
have water.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
Okay.
two bones.
Do you have any more questions? You're welcome to stay through the whole meeting. We're relatively quick. We're very informal, and then we can.
The new comment here, learning from this discussion, and I welcome your invitation to discuss more or to come to discussions. So if Saturday night at 2 a.m. someone blows up music over there and I cannot sleep. You are saying I cannot call the police and I cannot talk to anyone, right?
Sure, you can call them.
Oh, I can call
Yeah,
them.
they're not supposed to be on the farm at 2 a.m.
Yeah, on Saturday.
On
On
Saturday.
Saturday.
On Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no ordinance for noise ordinance, but they're also not supposed to be on the property. They're trespassing.
Yeah, I thought it was after dusk, right?
It, yeah. It's open dawn to dusk.
I thought it was up at the key.
I go up there and
Yeah, but a lot of people go at night, especially when there's a full moon and stargazing and.
But there's no excuse for blasting music at 2 a.m. That's not okay.
You were kids probably, I understand. There is a reason. I would have known it as a teenager. I don't know.
Feel free to call our police officer.
You should know.
I'm sorry, who was that speaking?
That was Emil Coleman, and now Maria is speaking again. Go ahead.
Okay.
I can see how much it costs to maintain the farm as it is right now and how much money we put in to repairs over the past 10 years, let's say.
In my budget, my operating budget, I put aside about $5,000 a year for repairs to the actual property. That doesn't count our time going in there mowing each week and that kind of stuff. It's not broken down that much, but for actual repairs, there's $5,000 in that I put aside for the farm. But that's anywhere from hiring a tree company to come in if a tree's hanging over the trail and needs to come down, to a broken window, to a broken pipe on the water system.
Okay, thank you.
I just want to add something to that, and that is we do rent out that space. One of the local farmers, you know, plants. There is some. I know, but it's
not. It's like $2,000 a year or something.
No, I think it's closer to 10.
Really?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No.
So okay.
It's a big business now.
Yeah. Isn't it 10 something, John?
Around 7, I think.
7?
All right, so we're so making
Julia.
Yeah, if you took our hourly wage and what we put up there, it's not covered.
So you're not. So you get 10 and you allot 5. What do you do with the other 5?
That goes into the.
Okay.
Don't tell me the general fund.
No, goes into.
There's a heritage farm fund, which is part, like, we have people that will send us checks or want to donate, send us donations, and which are tax deductible, and they go to the town of Bolton Heritage Farm Fund.
We're not a nonprofit.
We are municipally owned. So when the town accepted the farm back in 2000, they also accepted the responsibility of taking care of it, just like Indian Notch, Herrick Park, every school, everything else. So how much it costs them is, I suppose it's a relative question, but it's not a relative question because they own it. They have to take care of it. And what we're trying to do is
make sure they put their money in the right place.
Yeah.
And
spend it on
the other 5,000, so to speak, that goes for matching grants, basically.
Yes. We try to accrue money for matching grants because all grants now are, if you want a grant for $100,000, you have to have that $100,000, even if they're going to give you the,
most sports.
Yeah. So, and you know, there are times when it's disappeared for various reasons, and so you have to build it back up.
Right,
but yeah.
The fire up there took a good chunk. Yeah.
So.
The insurance wouldn't pay?
Some.
Some. Yeah.
So,
okay.
But it was
underinsured.
Yeah.
And you look at it, the fire damaged this. We cited all this and this. So yeah. The fire paid for this, but not all of this. Right. So we were trying to close in the envelope. We had a good head start with the insurance money. We need the rest to finish the project.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to invite the public up there to do stuff in these new things, I would bring the price up for that.
Insurance.
It has been. Yeah, that's a whole other kettle of fish. Right now, the property is insured for passive recreation and storage. Okay. And once things start to change, then the insurance, everything has to change. So that's
when the fire happened. It was what do you call it? Wasn't even storage. It was just a vacant building.
Yeah.
So it was, like she said, underinsured.
So I think you guys should stick around. Our meeting doesn't take long. You'll get to see what we're doing. So let's keep cruising. You guys don't need to leave, okay? So correspondence. We received from the Cross Country Series, which is a running series, which you guys have seen every Wednesday night for 9 Wednesdays. It starts in June. They donate to us for the use. They sent us a check to the Bolton Heritage Farm Fund, which goes into our pool of monies for everything we need, they sent us a check for $300. So that is every year, whatever they give us. Yes. Pardon? The Cross Country Series? Yeah. Yeah. So we have that came in the mail. I do not have any other correspondence. The Grunsky. Now, I should have fixed that. Grunsky is with an E and not an I. But no need to worry about that. Jim and Joe Grunsky want to get a bench for their mother. And I was hoping that either one of them would be here tonight, but they didn't.
Included them on the emails.
Yep. And they also had the ability to zoom in, but they didn't. So they are looking at different benches. There's a bench.
The carpentry style that we've been doing right along.
That one. And they saw the one that's down where the kiosk is at exit 7 now.
Okay.
The middle one. They kind of liked that one too. So they're in the process of getting a bench, finding a bench that they like, that we will then place somewhere on at some. We will then decide where on the farm.
Is it in line with what they had? It sounded like he wanted a.
He sent us
long a bench.
Yeah, he wants one that's a little bigger. One down by the exit where the when you get off the highway is a little larger.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they're looking into that. Farm report?
Not much this month. We pretty much just mowed, strain trimmed. Had one tree come down in the field that we had to take, the trail that we had to take care of towards the end of the cross country. That's about it.
Okay. Account reports?
I'm sorry, did he say the tree came down?
Yep. They had do some tree cleanup.
Yep.
Okay.
So in the Bolton Heritage Farm Fund, we have a total of $11,217.07. That includes two donations from last week, one of which was the Cross Country Series, the Schnipsit Striders, for $300, and then Rhea's Yoga Series for the Monday Night Series in August was $429.
That's nice. Yeah, she did.
We had a lot of donations. Yep. And then our other account at M&T is at a total of $7,362.43. I'm sorry, 46 cents.
Don't forget that 3 cents interest.
No.
Which account was that?
It's our Friends of the Rose Farm.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, outstanding projects. I have nothing to report on the trail, nothing to report on the wayfinding signs, and Rhea has finished the rough draft for the library display case. I will proofread it, and she's away on for a couple days, so when she gets back, we will get that finished and see, make sure that we get it in for the Hartford Giving grant. And then Kara just informed us about the $429 for the yoga series. We had a very successful yoga series. We had no rain. We were actually able to do it all 4 yoga nights. They were beautiful. It was wonderful. Was fabulous. It was great. The next thing is the rec department is going to do their scarecrow display at the gazebo again.
Let's bring it.
And I think we should do it.
I think we should too.
So we have our guy from a couple of years ago. He's still up at the barn.
Do we have to do it like farm related, or can we go crazy?
We can go crazy.
Yes.
And if you have ideas, go for it. Okay.
Is there a theme?
Yeah.
What is the theme?
No, is it?
Is there a
oh,
theme?
No. I'm open.
Wasn't there a theme?
There wasn't.
Oh, on the rec department? Do you know? I don't know.
I just have anyway. Stakes in the ground. That's it.
Anyway,
throw them out of going to your head.
So.
We did well.
Well, we should probably have, you can figure out what you think we should do. Have you seen what we have?
I remember what we used.
Okay.
I mean, like in the barn?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have that. I'm not sure when they go up.
Very well, Thanksgiving. They're not up for a
holiday. No, they're not Thanksgiving.
Oh,
Halloween. Okay. No,
next holiday.
Yeah.
Come on.
Beth, are you looking to see if this is a thing?
Yeah.
It's a place where you can get rules and regulations too.
Yeah.
For the scarecrow? Yes.
Yeah. Wow. He can't be taller than 6 feet. It can't be. Yeah, there's a lot of do's and don'ts.
You're right.
It has to be family friendly.
Okay. Well,
So, okay. Well, then let's share some emails. And some ideas and some pictures.
Where
should
we get
that's
fine, right? Also,
town hall.
It's on their Facebook page.
Okay.
I just pulled it up. $20 to enter.
Yep.
You'll get a number. Setup is the weekend of October 3rd to the 5th.
Okay.
All scarecrows must be on their stake by the end of the weekend. Blah, blah.
So we
have
stuff. $20 goes to the barn?
Rec department.
Record. Stuffed, no full body mannequins.
No 6 foot skeleton.
Materials, creativity, construction, and theme. No violent themes allowed. Do not drive across the lawn to put them up. Not can't be taller than 6 feet.
Okay. Does anybody have like a stash of Halloween costumes?
Not that fit this guy.
It's raggedy.
We might call him.
She's got a little short pants.
We might call him.
She's orange. Is it an adult?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So I think emails, pictures, ideas.
Yep.
We'll just get it going and share some ideas. Cause
do you have to have a pumpkin in it? Like
no.
For the head? No.
Okay. No, we have a stuffed head.
Cool beans.
So, okay. So Kevin, we'll start that. The sleigh bell rings fair. Okay.
Reached out to me. She's like, you guys still doing this? And we
did?
My aunt Sharon.
Oh. Yeah.
And I think it's more about me doing the raffle, but I said, yes, we're still doing.
So we need to start thinking about what it is we're going to do. Leslie isn't here. Can you talk to Nancy Masters and see if she's willing to donate boxwood again?
Yeah, I'll ask her. Her birthday's coming up, so I have
okay.
to call for that.
Okay, because that's going to be a big what we do and what we don't do.
And yeah. You let me know if you need help, because it's you two that go and get it, right?
Get the
yeah.
boxwood, yeah.
Let me know if you need help.
Yeah.
Hazel also has boxwood in here.
Yeah, but Nancy...
Yeah.
Nancy Masters boxwood is really the nice. Best. It really is. It's better than what you get from the supply houses. So it's really nice.
Yeah, two bags.
Two big bags.
Two big bags.
Yeah.
Contractor bags or just trash
bags?
Contractor bags.
Yeah. Contractor.
Yeah. So the other thing is, I know Paul has been collecting pine cones. And do we want to like go on Pinterest and find out what kind of great things you can make with pine cones and do some pine cone workshops and have some things ready?
Sure.
Before we get into our crunch? Because
yeah.
Once we get into the crunch, we're not going to have time to, you know, be doing, and pine cones don't go bad.
I went to a church fair and got a lot of bases.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, some
well.
Pieces too.
Okay, so maybe once we get the scarecrow, well, no, if we think we want to do pine cones, we should set up a workshop sooner than later, because they're on the ground now. The squirrels Squirrels are going to be getting them.
Right. Do you need more?
I know. I discovered sources.
Okay, I've been so looking.
Yes. Yeah. How big?
You know, like
the little fat round ones.
Okay.
You know, like.
So should do you think a workshop for pine cones is a good idea? So if
or the white pine.
Oh no. Nope.
Realistically, when should everybody be planning on being maybe available to make time for workshop in October?
Mid to end of October. Yep.
I'm willing to have stuff at our house.
Okay.
Either in the house or in the garage.
Okay.
The
fair is the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And the workshops in November are the tree and the swags.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Okay, so I will figure out a pine cone workshop and send out an email. And in the meantime, when you go on your walks or whatever, bring a bag with you and start collecting materials. The other thing is, I'm assuming the church is going to do the tree again?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I get every year it seems like it's going together. Did anyone contact our church yet? Or did the church contact anyone? Let me ask that. Okay.
No.
All right. Then I will see about that.
Okay.
Because we're already talking about it at church.
Okay. So pardon?
Who said that?
Paula. Paula, yeah. So
fundraising.
Yeah. So the other thing is for the tree, I pulled up a Pinterest tree. I'll send the picture out to everybody. And it's a lot of birds and wild things. And I'd like to not spend any money. So I don't know if people have birds and different things.
Like mushroom birds, you mean?
Yeah. Just remember it had a lot of birds and viney things, and it was very natural, which is what we usually do best at.
Right.
So I will send the picture out to everybody and you can take a look at it. And if you have anything that you think is anything similar to it, we'll start accruing.
I'd just like to add something. I'm all about, I like, you know, finding things that don't cost money and then donating them. And I'm finding that and I said this before on Facebook, on the Bolton Buy Nothing site, I get things I know I'm not going to use, and then we just take them apart. You know, I got this, people give stuff away. It's amazing what people give away. I just got this really, I think it's kind of cool. It's not what I would personally like. It's kind of gaudy looking, I think, but it has, like, you know, butterflies on it and things like that, that I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to give this to Arlene. And it's got a lot of things that we can use.
Is that a private group that you have to join, or is
you
it
do, but it's easy.
Buy Nothing,
just
and can you ask on Buy Nothing? Can, like, we be saying,
search up?
I'm looking for,
yes,
hey, let me clean up.
I last year, I'm part of Bolton Congregational Church, and we put on this, you know, this tree event, and I just put it in search of, we needed baskets because we put
people
together
love
57 baskets. And somebody said, please come to my house. She gave me, I had like a trunk load in my Subaru of these really nice baskets that the parishioners could then take and fill up with stuff that we want. It's like, oh, I love that, you know?
Because yep,
people
keep
get
it.
Rid of stuff and
yep.
We use it.
Yep.
So
start.
I would recommend if you would like to joining that site and thinking a little creatively, because we can get things for free when you use them.
Yeah.
I know. Roger Barrett Sr. had these little wooden, we must have seen, but little barns, houses, because he had an idea of eventually He wanted to make a village.
Village.
You know, I mean, an actual village.
Yes, I know.
But he has all these little wooden, I think they're plain, but.
Bumpus bit.
Yes, but they might go under the tree.
Sure.
And then you could have a light alone to decorate the tree, things that might go with the village. Bonnie and I could toss a lot.
Is he looking to get rid of those? Or
oh, no. Well, he was going to throw a lot, my son told me, because he was helping Roger Jr. get rid of it.
Tear down the barn.
Yes, they have to tear down the barn.
Which barn?
Back of Lois and Roger's old house on Webster.
Oh.
Not the whole barn, but part.
Okay.
Yes. So anyway, there's things that maybe we can use, lots of things that we can maybe for a rope around the tree, twist weeds or hang. You have to be careful because you can't put fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that in this way. But
yeah.
There's things that we could do around the
I think between now and then, it's ideas like that if we can kind of come up with some creative things and think out of the box and then bring them to the workshop and do what we like.
I don't know if it's appropriate, but the audience might like to know that this is really a good moneymaker for us.
Oh, our fair.
What we do.
Yeah.
What we make at the Christmas fairs.
Yeah.
It's substantial, significant, really is.
Well, plus we have fun.
We won last year.
We won the tree, yeah.
You did? You won the tree?
Yeah. We won ours. There's three categories. We won the little tabletop tree.
Nice.
Yep.
And there was money in there, right?
$500.
See? There's, you know, sponsors. We get the sponsors in the town and the different businesses that sign it.
Okay. So I think that instead of just a collection of materials, we'll do a collection of materials and ideas and just all bring them all together.
When?
I'll send out a date. It'll probably be mid-October. So
is that too late?
I can send it out if you want to do it earlier. It's already mid-September.
Want me handling the scarecrow?
Yeah, come up with some ideas.
Coordination of with everybody.
Counselor.
Well, no, that's what I mean. But so everybody knows when they see emails from me, that's
what
I'm handling.
Yeah.
It's the scarecrow.
Yeah. And then search Pinterest, and they got some great ideas out there. Mm-hmm. So the next thing is our 250th celebration. So I heard from Patrick Carroll, who is the Bourbonnais with the Bourbonnais, and they will be coming either September 11th through the 13th or September 18th through the 20th. Next year, 2026. The 250th commission has not started up the meetings again. They took the summer off, and I don't know when the next meeting. You have an email?
I think there's one Thursday morning.
What they're describing
the commissioners
Olton. Of the reenactment out of Massachusetts last summer when
they're looking for volunteers, Bonnie. He's the only one who volunteered.
State library.
You're not too old. I didn't get one. I didn't get
one.
Okay.
Would you
let me know?
Yeah.
It's this Thursday?
There's something this Thursday, I think.
Like 2 years ago now?
I just,
yeah,
it's only three.
It was one at mall.
So we have
date boards and I'm talking down, but it was
okay, let me know.
I will. I mean, they can't, they
could, I just don't have
the name of everything, and they're very interested in redoing that with us.
No, it's 250th.
Because of the ties between Rochambeau and
it's her,
that group.
John,
Stephanie,
and Jim.
The French
Jim. And whoever else has an event planned is supposed to show up, but
correct.
Yeah.
If they don't get emails, like I don't get emails, they show up.
Yeah, let me double check.
Okay, This sounds good. 14, and I can check with John too.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. There was something I saw for the
business. Yeah, it was a lot. There were a lot of kids. It was great.
They loved it though.
Oh, it was but great. No, I just mean like there was a good amount. Yeah. It's really cool.
I love that dinner at church.
That for them, like a
oh,
lot.
Oh, that
of,
was
like,
for digging,
back,
digging in
yeah.
with history.
Yeah,
was,
students.
In terms of like the trajectory of their careers and what they want to do, you know, really cool.
It was wonderful.
That was great. Yeah. So, they've given us the date and the planning will begin, in the very near future.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Keep everybody, but they are committed and we will do it.
Is that going to be the long weekend, the
four.
Columbus Day?
No, this is September.
It's September.
This is
11,
yeah,
13,
yeah,
or 18, 20.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So, and that's really all I have for the living history, because we, like I say, we haven't met yet, but I have those, the potential dates and the commitment.
We're also so, meeting Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. And just so that you know, that our town celebrations are part of the statewide celebrations as well, because there's a statewide commission. And so John is connected in with them. And so that everything that we do will also go on the state list of happenings that are going on for 250th. So it's not just isolated for us. This will go statewide.
You know, I think we should make a really big deal of having everybody here in Bolton, because we're the only space, as far as I know, that has the original property.
Not the original property, because all the sites have like a mark, but we are the most pristine in as to the original. We are unique,
yes,
in that if you stand where the soldiers stood, you see what the soldiers saw.
That's right.
And a lot of the
still open, the walls,
yeah,
are still there.
Yeah. And we are unique in that.
That wall is still there.
The walls are still there.
So I think we should really push that. We really should.
Push it with what? With who? How?
With the public.
I think we should get the kids really involved.
Yeah.
I don't think they've been involved enough. I know.
We've tried.
Yeah.
And actually, if you want to work with us on this, I invite you to come and be part of it.
I don't know, but not in addition, I would personally go more towards the universities. I would go more towards UConn. And I mean, good, in your specific town, of course, we want Bolton students involved. Like, I'm not saying that, but where you'd get real interest, I think, is kids who are majoring in history. And you might see some real involvement from that.
Because we haven't really tapped into the universities.
I think given this year, it might be different. That's one of the things we want to talk about. It's just like, is this going to be different? How can we make people of any year tune in next year?
Okay.
And that's what we have to figure out.
Yeah, I think it's not our turn, but I think we can do more to publicize than our work places, or you that I work for UConn and I can connect to them.
Oh, excellent.
We can present or invite some of you to present about the town or whatever. So we can do that. We haven't done that. I haven't done it. I didn't know that the wall is the original wall.
Same ones that are the French troops drew.
It's an amazing fact that needs to be known. Or I will pass it on.
Especially on a year like this, one of the things that really excited for Manchester is that we are, unfortunately, you know, as every day goes by, we're further removed from it. We have a lot of different cultures that have, you know, no ties through it. This year, especially 250th, I think everybody, regardless of where they come from, It's going to be a special year to, you'll have people that will try to take advantage of it or learn that might not normally do it. So yeah, it's, we're going to need all the help we can get.
May I ask that Roshan Volva had drawn out so the soldiers knew where to camp, has the original stone walls right on the map that he had drawn up, and they're still there.
Mm-hmm. Really cool.
We found belt buckles and a 1778 silver rail in our yard. That's where the French were camped, across the way here. And there's a stone wall in the back.
What did you
then we have found several the
buttons.
Balls. The
musket balls.
French and Patriot.
Do you still have it? That is
yeah.
So cool. Ooh, that's awesome.
The artillery dump was on our side of where.
Was it? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The troops camped on the over on the farm side, but the artillery dump was where we were. They
Is
call it a dump.
Would you like to donate those to the town? No.
If there was more, if there was, if I found a lot of stuff, yeah, but if there's like four things. And I wear the coin around my neck.
Cool. A coin.
It's in a glass
lovely
ball that you can see. It's like magnifying glass.
Oh,
so you
cool.
can see. 1778. Pristine as anything. Mm-hmm. Some kid
well,
was not paid.
Explain
and
what we're
and
doing
dropped
with
it
with
yeah, I will when I when this is there's you guys are staying for this discussion. The whole thing that we're doing with the library with the display case, don't go away.
Okay. That's
the Facebook page.
Well,
because you can throw like this bits of information every day and you have no idea how many people you can reach.
You asked us for a sore spot. We are not allowed to have our own Facebook page. We are part of the town. So we have to use the town's website. And so if we want to put something on Facebook, they don't have a Facebook page. They have a...
We can have the Friends of the Farm. They can build
one. You can build one. You can do whatever you want. But this commission has to play by the rules. Which is... it's part of sitting on a commission. You know, if we were to do something, it goes through the town's website. And because the town doesn't have a Facebook page, we can't do that. But yes, if you want to do something, you have my blessing, but I didn't tell you to do it. No.
It would be your just to visit them again to do that.
What? Yeah, telling them to do it?
No, Facebook.
Oh, you think they'll maybe do it?
That's
true too. That's true too.
But to your point, there
I don't know. The rec must have. Beth said the rec has a Facebook, right?
Information.
So like I said, you might want to
reach out to that someday.
Well, maybe we will. I'll talk to them.
The box or being right. Helpful, it's always appreciated.
You know, I think
not that I said anything.
I will talk to our town administrator and see what he thinks about a Facebook page. And then before you guys leave, if I can get phone numbers and emails, then we can. Because it also takes somebody to want to put stuff on it and
someone
that
it.
Yeah, someone to manage it, and that's not me. I'll visit it, but I don't even my own Facebook.
But they're also
page.
Don't have to be long term pages. They're gonna be pages specifically maybe more geared towards a period like the 250th or something. So
or just is it
there an everything Bolton Facebook page?
There isn't everything Bolton, but that's not the town. That's concerned citizens.
I see. Okay.
Oh, okay. Do I know Josh? Do I know Josh?
Josh or Jim?
Treat it like I treat the Facebook.
Yeah.
We have a neighborhood page, a Twitter page.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. I'll check and see what we have.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to check with our town administrator and see what we have, what we're allowed to do, and I will get back to you and let you know.
I
can't hear you.
Ask the town folks who else is running Facebook pages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Existing examples.
Right. Just what I'm going to ask, what we have and what we can use and what we can get. So, new business. Do we have anything else that I missed?
No.
No? Okay. Adjournment?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
Okay. Adjourn at 8:26.
Who were?
Casey?
Yeah.
Kara, who sang it? Paula?
Me and Paula, yeah.
So Kara motion, Paula seconded at 8:26. And Kevin joined the meeting at 7:18.
I love it how Casey never has to ask who's talking.
Okay, thank you. And has he been appointed a member or is he still
an alternate?
6 years?
He's still an alternate. Yep.
Right behind.
Okay.
He's a member. He's just an alternate.
Okay. Okay. I think last I knew he was just a resident. That was
No, he's now a full fledged member.
Great. Okay.
So if you have any questions or anything, you can call me. I know this was a difficult one for you to kind of keep up with, but
yeah, it wasn't too bad. I appreciate your help.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a great night. Thank you. Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye bye.